I'm James Sherman. Please welcome Dr. Gary Epler, Harvard Medical School. Dr. Epler recently discovered new brain science, and today we're going to talk about how this applies to fitness and exercise. Coming soon, Dr. Gary Epler, Harvard Medical, leads an ongoing class series live and recorded with questions and answers. Our class series is customized to your individual goals and challenges, available through Patreon.
Well, I'm Gary Epler. I made a new brain science connection in the December of 2019. It's about transferring unhealthy thinking to healthy thinking. I call this know who you are moment by moment. And today, we're going to apply this to fitness and exercise.
This new brain science is that you can only think out of one region of your brain at a time. So, know the brain region you're thinking from, and that is who you are moment by moment. How does this apply to exercise?
It applies to the benefits, and especially about how to develop this new health habit of daily exercise. Let's talk about the benefits. Contrary to most people's thinking, exercise gives you energy. Several years ago, my friend in spin class was telling me that it generated, and 1 hour of that exercise, and that spin class, lasted him until 7 at night. But yesterday, the day before, it only lasted until 1 o'clock because he had a really rough, stressful experience. It was one of these personal experiences, but that got him through until 1 o'clock, and that was enough for that particular day. So there you go. Exercise gives you energy, and that's my favorite benefit. Exercise also reduces stress. I gave a seminar in Japan several years ago about the lung disease that I discovered. I was verbally attacked and actually sort of betrayed by my friend and colleague during this seminar. And I was upset. What can I say? I was upset. I was stressed out. And so I started running. And I was running up the Kamo River in Kyoto, beautiful city. I was stressed out mile after mile. I just kept feeling a betrayal of my friend. But I got near the mountains, and the stress sort of began to release a little bit. And by the time I returned to the hotel, it had vanished. Not only vanished, but that feeling of betrayal of my friend never occurred again. To this day, right at this moment, I do not have that feeling. And that's a good thing. Stress is good. Exercise is good for stress. Now, finally, exercise will help you maintain a healthy weight. But you hear over and over, oh, I'm going to lose weight. That does not work. In the contrary, you might actually gain weight because you're hungry, or you use this thing of, oh, I don't have to worry about what I eat. I'll exercise it off. No, it does not work. The important thing is exercise is phenomenal for maintaining your weight. And finally, just to close then, one more time, exercise gives you a tremendous amount of energy, and it reduces stress.
So this runner's high, the experience of euphoria and calmness after a great workout, what is this?
Well, James, it's about the new brain science. Know who you are moment by moment by knowing your brain region. A sufficient amount of aerobic exercise causes release of dopamine. And that's that neurotransmitter that triggers the accumbens pleasure center, causing euphoria. It's very simple. It's straightforward. You do a ton of aerobic exercise, that dopamine's released, going to that accumbens pleasure center, and it feels good. And the calming effect, that's from the endorphins. Endorphins are like morphine. It's released after prolonged aerobic exercise. And morphine, it doesn't make the pain go away. but you don't care. And that's exactly the feeling. You float along, your worries, all your problems of the day, they're all gone. You don't care. And so that's what's called the runner's high. And that sort of experience, you don't have to be a runner to get this. And it's a very good response. So, James, what's your favorite benefit of exercise?
Oh, that's a great question and a tough question, because I get so many benefits from exercise, so many, from having a better job, a better career, for feeling better about myself, to having a lot more energy, easier to go up and down subway stairs or any other kind of stairs. It's just really an amazing to be in good shape, and to know that you can get into better and better shape as once you start a process, one of these processes. It's definitely a huge asset in your life to be daily exercise and to realize how progressive it can become. So what is the best time to exercise?
Well, James, I absolutely love your comments about exercise. You listed phenomenal benefits of exercise. It's just great. Now, what's the best time? Obvious answer is best time for you, whatever it is, whatever is good for you, morning, evening, or throughout the day. For me, it's the morning. I put my gear out the night before to the side of the bed, and that ranges from long sleeve tops to running jackets, long running pants, gloves, wool hat. It was during the middle of the winter a couple of months ago. But as each month goes by, I gradually decrease the pile. And in the summer, end up with shorts and t-shirt. And that's the night before. In the morning, it's usually dark, at 5:30 or 6 or 7. And so I don't have to think too much about putting everything on and put on the gear and shave and brush my teeth and out the door for a run. And after that, I drive to the workout facility. Now, of course, we can't do that right now. So I have my routine here in the home, but drive off to the facility, and that is the best for me in the morning. Now, you can run after work. The problem with that is always last-minute meetings or new projects, and the whole day is gone, and there is no workout for that particular day. And I love to work out 7 days a week, and I would miss not working out. So that's morning is best for me. James, how about you?
Well, different times during my life, it's been morning, afternoon, evening. What I'm doing right now is I have a gymnastics bar right here in my office where I can do pull-ups, I can do dips, I can do hanging crunches. I can do all different kinds of exercise right on it. And so what I try and do now is, I might do, the fastest mile run could be a 4 minute mile or thereabouts. So what I try and do now is I might do a circuit where my heart rate is very elevated for 45 or 50 seconds, doing different kinds of whole body exercises that give me whole body strength while my heart rate is way up. And then after 45 or 50 seconds of high intensity with a controlled range of motion, so I never hurt my joints, then I continue to another exercise. So I'm getting a full rounded workout with elevated heart rate. What are the best exercises to do?
Well, James, you brought up a really helpful point. As I said, the best time is whatever works for you. And there's all kinds of ways of doing it, as long as you do it every day. Now, what are the best exercises? The number one priority is safety. Whether it's yoga, Zumba, lifting, CrossFit, spin class, just learn from an instructor or coach. You'll not only learn to do the exercise safely. For example, step aerobics is some sort of a thing that people have done. And people get real injured from doing that. They injure their hips and all sorts of things. So you need to do it safely. So you learn how to do it safely, but you won't learn bad habits and inefficient techniques. I see a lot of people at the gym that are doing things that they're so inefficient that they're not working certain muscles. They're not doing it long enough or short enough or slow enough or fast enough. And so inefficient techniques. And for example, side planks. Well, these are supposed to strengthen your lats. These are the side rib muscles, but they destroy your knees. And there's so many other ways and so many other safe ways to strengthen that muscle group. And I think it's important to mix things up. Do some aerobic work pretty much every day, treadmill, elliptical, running upstairs or a walk, and then do some weights for working out the upper and the lower muscle groups. And make sure you can use – exercise machines are great, but you have to use the right ones. And again, you have to use them in the right way and safely. Now, group classes are great. And the reason they're good is because the music, number one, in the group produces oxytocin. Oxytocin, that's that bonding hormone. And I got to tell you, you're going to meet lifelong friends.
So what is exercise tech and should we use it?
I was in L.A. last year and was asked to take a tour of the new exercise tech program. There was cryotherapy, oxygen therapy, infrared sauna, ozone sauna, and a float tank. Now, new equipment is in an increasing part of the fitness and exercise, and some of them may be phenomenal advances and wonderful things. However, each one must be studied for health benefits, and the big thing is adverse reactions before they become mainstream. In the meantime, there are fitness apps and classes that use technology to increase the enjoyment of the experience, including wearable technology, virtual reality. And I love this new positive trend. It's using apps for teams to work together to accomplish goals or win a tournament or win something. This is phenomenal. It's not only enjoyable, they work out to the max, don't even realize it, but again, generate that wonderful bonding hormone and that feel-good sense of accomplishment. Now, of course, wearable tech such as fitness trackers, smartwatches, and heart monitors have been popular for years.
Everyone knows they should exercise every day, and almost everyone has tried to develop the habit, but unsuccessfully. Why is it so difficult for people to maintain this healthy habit?
James, it's brain science again. It's old-fashioned negative conditioning, just like Pavlovian dogs. There's an unlimited number of excuses that people come up with. Having to do too much work. You have to work too hard. Have to pick up the kids. It's too expensive. I don't have an outfit. I'm intimidated at the gym. And, of course, the usual one, I'll start next week. All of these things, all they've done is train yourself through negative conditioning. It's just one after another, negative conditioning not to exercise.
How can someone develop a good new habit?
Try this. Stop what you're doing right now. Open the door and go for a 12-minute walk. 6 out and 6 minutes back. When you return, ask yourself if you feel better. You will. I guarantee you will. You will feel better. And that's the programming you need to do. That's the conditioning you need to do. Think about this positive feeling and start with short periods of exercise. 10 minutes every other day. That's plenty. For 2 weeks. And then gradually increase to a daily program. Now, I think the 21 rule is going to apply here. It does take 21 days to develop a new habit. So you need to stick with it. In addition, those benefits that James and I talked about, A little subtle at first, and they're not experienced at the conscious level for a while. They do take time. Go for that 12-minute walk. Use the good feeling this brings to develop the healthy habit of daily exercising.
You have a bonus for us, Gary, about falling in love. What is it?
Oh, James, this is my favorite. Everyone knows that your heart rate increases when you fall in love. Well, the opposite is also true. Increase your heart rate when you're with someone and you just might fall in love. A dinner for a first date is expensive, it's uptight, and prone to some negative experiences. Go for a hike, go dancing, work out together, or try a kayak for two people. It worked for me back in the day. I was training for the New York Marathon in the morning, running toward the Science Museum in Boston along the Charles River. It is a phenomenal place to run. And saw someone coming my direction. Made the U-turn, and it was my wife, my future wife, Joan. And she had her mace ready, had it right there, ready to go, and fortunately took a look at me and decided not to use it. And then our second date was the Monster Bash during Halloween, and our first anniversary was running the original Greek Marathon. And training for that marathon was the best part. We needed to run 3 20-mile runs on the Saturdays before the event, and these were wonderful. We went up to Wellesley and went back to Boston. And we were both in this alpha brainwave state and had plenty of endorphins and dopamine to send us to our Cumbin's Pleasure Center. And we continue running today. Run together and stay together.
Dr. Gary Epler, Harvard Medical, leads an ongoing live class series on all information discussed on our podcast. Our class series is exclusive and limited to 100 students, customized to your individual goals and challenges. Easy to sign up on all our social media, including email question and answer. Customized weekly class is $25, or unlimited classes per month, $100 on Patreon.
Well, James, I'd like to close with daily exercise is phenomenal. Gives you energy, decreases stress, and you might even meet your spouse. Be exceptional by being your true self. Thrive on your uniqueness.
This is James Sherman and Dr. Gary Epler closing today's segment. Next time, we'll talk about self-healing.